Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 1:34 p.m. here on Saturday, March the 18th, 2023. It's a lovely day. It looks much looks much nicer than it feels. I'll say that much. I'm wishing I put on my windbreaker over the two hoodies that I'm wearing because I'm cold. It's not quite 50 degrees out here. Sun is warm, but the wind is a little brisk at times, and it's quite chilly. At any rate, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm walking. Look at me. You can praise me now. What to talk about today? I don't know. There's not a lot. Not a lot on my agenda at the moment. I'm down to the last few chapters on this pass through for what I'm calling at the moment School Days, the first book in the Marvin Collins series. I think they may be the school books, because I've got School Days, Old School, and School's Out. Kind of trying them out in my mind to see how I feel about them. Nothing in particular has rustled my jimmies, although there are a couple of people on Mastodon who are were commenting about a guy. It's always a guy who published a rather frank appraisal of his success over the first 2 years of his publishing career. Basically, two books that he published in 2021. And he did real well with them. He did really well with them over the course of 2 years. He got revenues of about $150,000, which is, you know, $75,000 a year, which is not to be sneezed at. I don't know if his books have always been priced this way, but his first book was $3.99, and his second book was $8.99. Only $1 less than the paperback, which makes me think, really? But there were several things that made this video stand out for me as being interesting, but not anything you can really point to in terms of a writing career, because his career is not in writing. Clearly, his career is not in writing. First book was barely a novella. And really, really, well, barely a novella, so it was really short. Second book was actually a little bit longer, but certainly not worth more than twice the price. And he did acknowledge that some things that sort of made me look at the whole exercise as kind of a, yeah. His production budget was about $5,000 a head. So across the two books, he spent $10,000 to produce them. And that included the audiobooks. And the covers, and the editing, and everything else that goes into the production. But he made his money back. I mean, I'm not, I'm not arguing with the guy's success. But something to keep in mind. He was already a rather successful YouTuber with over 1,500 people in his Patreon community. That's huge. When you're first starting out with your first book, having 1,500 people to work with is huge. Most people start where I started, and that was at zero. Getting that first 1,000 was huge. And he had 1,500 in his Patreon. And he sold 26,000 paperbacks. How the hell do you sell 26,000 paperbacks? Most of his revenue came from the paperbacks, which is another sort of like, really? But the more I looked into it, it's like, okay, he hasn't published anything in 18 months. His best sales rank is something over 100,000, which is respectable for not having published anything for 18 months. But he's sitting at this in his YouTube video talking about how successful he's been as a self-published author. And, oh yeah, by the way, the third book is almost ready to come out. It'll be traditionally published. Oh, what? Okay, good on ya. Why? If you're really successful in self-publishing, why would you do that? I suspect the answer is that he didn't want to self-publish anymore. Can't blame him for that. But they were like, "Well, oh, look at this! Look at how well this guy did, and look at how much money he made." And I'm 9 months into this, and I still haven't broken even on my first book. And yeah. It's like the people in self-publishing and Reddit. It's like, okay, I got my first book out and I haven't got any. I've got like one review. How do I get more reviews? My answer, which is always sell more books, is not one that's widely appreciated, seldom accepted. The myth of 50 reviews just continues to frost my cookies. For those of you who aren't aware of the myth, there's a myth that's been going around since as long as there have been self-published authors working ebooks on Amazon. The myth is you need 50 reviews before Amazon will grace you with whatever. Originally it was give you a sales rank, which is patently false. I've proved it over and over again. I've had sales rank before. I've had a review. I've had sales rank with fewer than 10 reviews. So it's not, reviews don't make that much difference. And the mechanics of how people find reviews and find books and how they decide to buy a particular book to read, reviews aren't even, you know, they're so far down the list. Something I've probably ranted about before. But they're so far down the list. It's like, why are you even wasting time on this? And I've got one book, and I hope to put out the next book next year. Dude, it's only March. What's the holdup? And I told one person, I said, you're really going to need to have about 5 books before you'll have enough of a footprint in the marketplace for readers to notice you. And he's like, well, that's impossible. How am I going to write 5 books? Well, the answer, of course, is one word at a time, but you know, I was thinking it's going to be 5 to 7 years before I write 5 books. I've already spent 3 years on this one. All right, come on, get ready, sit with me, monk post. So, it'll take you 5 to 7 years. How long will it take you if you... trying to avoid the F-bomb. If you mess around, taking your time and effort and energy away from writing that next book and putting it into chasing reviews, how's that going to help? How is that going to help get you the catalog that you need? The argument that, well, I don't really need a catalog, I need readers. Yeah, there's a certain truth to, I need readers. The question is, how do you get them? And it isn't by chasing reviews. I'm sorry, it's not by handing out ARCs. ARCs is Advanced Reader Copies. Given away for free to people who, in theory, will give you, quote, an honest review, unquote, in return. And for some of these people, the worst thing that they could get is an honest review. Start there. Number two, if they get a review from somebody who doesn't read that niche. So Amazon doesn't know who the ideal reader is. You're screwed. Friends and family, even worse. Your mother reads cozy mysteries and you write dark fantasy. Having your mother review your book is only going to make Amazon think that your book is going to appeal to cozy mystery readers. And when it tries to sell them to cozy mystery readers are going to go, what the hell is this crap? So you get reviews, all right. They won't be the ones you want. The idea that reviews affect algorithms just by itself drives me buggy. It's like, no. Well, yeah, but the recommendation engine. No. Recommendation engine is based on sales. All of them are based on sales. Bestseller starts with sales. All of them starts with sales. Bestseller. How many books did you sell versus how many books did the other book sell? How many units did this book sell? How many units did that book sell? As an author, how many books do you have out there? I think that has an effect. I've been getting offers to put my book in Deal of the Day for markets like India lately, but it's all right. There's a lot of English readers in India. But it all starts with sales. Popularity is sales and price. And maybe velocity a little bit. The thing is, sales includes velocity. Sales includes, it's a weighted average. So if you're not aware of how the bestseller rank works. Bestseller rank, you get, I'll call them bestseller points. You get a bestseller score. And it's based on the number of sales you've had over the last 7 days. Today's sales count the most. Yesterday's sales count less. Goes back to about 7 days and then they age out. Those sales older than 7 days, or maybe it's 10 days, or maybe it's 6 days, or maybe it's, I don't know. But they eventually they age out. Sales a week ago don't count as much as sales today. And you can see it because Amazon rewards consistency. And if you get any kind of notice from Amazon, it's because your sales have been consistent, not because your sales have been big on one day. You see it with advertising. You do, oh, I got a BookBub deal. I sold 250 units in 1 day. Yeah. Boosted your sales rank up to, what, 1,000? Maybe 700? And what's it going to be a week from now? Back down to 100,000. Back down to 150,000. When your sales rank is above 1,000,000, one sale will get you above 1,000,000. If your sales rank is above 700,000, you're already in the top 10 books sold on Amazon. The top 10% of books sold on Amazon. I said top 10, but I meant top 10%. But it's all based on sales. Popularity weights price in there, so price it. Oh, I was talking about bestseller rank. Bestseller rank, it gives you a score based on the number of sales you've had in whatever the window is, weighted by however long that window is and how much they discount sales as they go bad. They age, they go past, not bad, but past, as they age up. So you get a sales score, a selling score for that book. And then all the books on Amazon get based on sales, on that sales score, books with a higher sales score get a higher bestseller rank. Books with a lower sales score get a lower sales rank. So your best-selling rank is based on how many sales you made and how many sales everybody else in the store made. I have no idea what they do in case of ties. Is it price? Is it longevity? Is it the number of books? Is it? I have no idea. But just as a kind of benchmark idea, your bestseller rank is all of your sales points, whatever your sales point score is, compared to everybody else's sales score for that 1 hour period in Amazon's lifetime. And it calculates a bestseller rank. Now, it takes that, I think it takes the bestseller rank or perhaps it's just units sold, which is actually bestseller rank. Never mind. I think it takes that bestseller rank, weights it by price, and puts it in the popularity list. Those are two separate lists. It's easy to miss them, but they're there. And on the popularity list, book that sells maybe a few units fewer than you did, but is priced a buck higher, will show up above you on the popularity list. The recommendations are all calculated for the individual for whom those recommendations are being made. So for me, it's going to look at all of the science fiction and fantasy that I read, the lit RPG that I read. The romance is going to confuse the living hell out of it. Paranormal women's fiction shows up all the time now in my recommendations because I read so much of that. But Amazon recommends books based on what I've read, what I've bought before, what I'm looking at. That's why it keeps trying to sell me the books that I've written, because once in a while I look to see what the page looks like. Sure enough, 2 days later, I get a, hey, here's this book. Yeah, I know, I looked at it 2 days ago. And, oh, by the way, I wrote it, so I know how it ends. Speaking of knowing how it ends, I think I mentioned this the other day. If you wanted to pick up Audible, the Audible edition of Dark Knight Station, it's on sale. Audible has a sale going now. Podium is bugging me to make sure I tell my socials. So, hi socials, you've been notified. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. I'm freezing my fingers off. Tomorrow is another day. Let the loud motorcycle go by. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.